Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. Today we're going to be talking about organizing. So there are several different forms of organizing that I am working on right now in my own life. And the most important one for me is organizing what makes me happy. I kind of think of everything in my life that I do in terms of dials or knobs, and I like to think of each thing like, let's say I'm going to use a couple different examples: food, writing, art, working out, like different segments of my life that make me authentically happy. And so what I've been doing in my journal every day is writing down each thing and kind of giving it a number. I really like the movie Spinal Tap, so I make all my scales go to 11. And I try to write each part, like which thing is making the most difference. Sometimes working out makes such huge difference in my life. Sometimes it's like a 9 or a 10. Sometimes I don't want to do it so badly that it's like a 3 and I still force myself to do it. Same with meditation. As of recently, it's been one of the most important catalysts in my entire life, and so the knob is much higher. I consider this organizing because I can look back on my journal and see which things are making me the happiest and kind of turn the knob, theoretically, metaphorically, up and get that rolling more and give it more of my attention. Now, in terms of attention, I really like organizing my time. I've been researching a lot on what the best methods are for organizing time. So I have a couple different methods. I have my journal, I have a daily planner, and I have my habit list. Now, so my habit list is things that I do every single day, no matter what. This involves working out, this involves brushing my teeth, this involves showering, this involves real estate school, which is the current thing that I'm trying to focus on the most, but it could be anything. It used to be other things, and that will keep changing as I progress in my life. The to-do list always changes every single day. Obviously, every time I mark something off, it becomes null and void. I no longer have to think about it. One of my ex-bosses, actually, I was his personal assistant, and he always said to me, "Mark this off so I don't have to think about it anymore." And that's what I think about my to-do list. Now, my journal is just a reflection. It's just free thought. It's just the knobs. It's just kind of reflecting how the habits and how the to-do list are making me feel. Now, sometimes I don't get my to-do list done at all. Sometimes I get it done all the way. But no matter what, I get my habits done. Now, there's other things to organize. I personally have spent a lot of time organizing my desk, figuring out what is best for me. I can't show you on this podcast, but currently I have 3 desks in an L shape, kind of like a cubicle, actually. But I have a bookshelf right next to me as well, and I have an additional writing desk. And in my bookshelf has all my electronics, my speaker. On one of my desks, I have a TV and my iPad and a couple computers. And then on my other desk is my art desk. And right next to that, there's a stand for my paintings. And so what I find is that when I start to do work, I need my space to be clean. I need it to be clear enough that I can lay out everything that I'm going to be doing, so I can be a slob. I don't know if I would call it being a slob. Okay. Instead of being a slob, I consider it like so that I can spread out as wide as I want during that one session, and then I come back to zero point, and I call zero point my space, like how it's supposed to look. And obviously that changes all the time too, while I organize and change things around. One of the best things for me was reading this book by Marie Kondo, and she, like, the most important thing about this book was, if you pick something up and it doesn't make you happy, throw it away. Just give it away, throw it away. And honestly, that has reduced my clutter pretty much infinitely. And okay, so I'm going to go off that topic now. Now, how do you organize your priorities? How do you find what your habits should be and what your to-do list should be? I personally find it's just practice, basically. My to-do list has become like 3 or 4 things a day now. Instead, I have a ongoing to-do list, which keeps growing in size. Honestly, I don't think it'll ever stop growing in size, and I keep trying to add from that onto my new one, onto my daily planner. But that list keeps growing, and I try to absorb 2 or 3 things from that long ongoing to-do list into my daily planner, and then have an additional 1 or 2 things that are like that come up as I go. Obviously, things happen in life, and you get sidetracked from these different structures that you have. But the most important thing is having something that you can rely on. Honestly, the habit list is one of the most important things to me. It's something that I rely on very heavily, and as well as my to-do list. And so in terms of organizing your stuff, I'm an advocate. I heard this one time where if you're going to buy something, and the way that I buy things is usually I put things in my Amazon list and into my cart, and I let it sit there for like 3 or 4 days. Sometimes I can't do that, and sometimes I just go buy the thing at CVS and spend a little bit more money, or Target or whatever. But when I keep things in my Amazon list, I'm really diligent about, like, thinking about, do I really need this item? Like, is it a tool? Is it something that will actually move my life forward? Because I don't like buying things to make me happy. I don't like upgrading my things unless it's something is really broken. And so, because cash is king, it's valuable, it moves us forward, it gives us opportunities, and so I don't want to waste my cash on things that I don't need and that I will never use. And so having it in that cart for as long as possible really helps me moderate what I'm buying. And then I feel like once you get into the habit of not giving yourself a dopamine rush via different things, like I'm trying to detox off of social media and other modalities of dopamine rushes, so that nothing can get my attention the way that an organized feeling in my life. Like, basically, I want to be meditating continually and not be buying things randomly or spending my money in ways that I will later regret. I guess this comes with age, but the most important thing for me for organizing is just every single day. Oh, let me get back to what I was saying with Amazon, and then I'll finish. When I buy something, after I have my item in the cart for, let's say, 3 or 4 days, I then have to decide on something I'm going to give away. It's kind of the Marie Kondo thing, but a little bit of an adaptation. I really am an advocate for having as little material items as possible, because you don't own things, things own you. When you think about them, it's like clutter in your mind. And so I'm a huge advocate of like keeping my things at a certain like level of amount that I own. And I've been pretty good about it, and that's what keeping my items in the cart does, is just gives me time to think about what can I give away to replace this item? What can I, because I'm going to be taking on a new burden, and I want to get rid of an old burden to compensate. And so just organizing your habits and your thought patterns is one of the most important things to me, at least, and I don't know, maybe it is to you. I'm going to do another episode on this, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Take care.